there, and welcome to the Librarians and Leviathans podcast. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Rigid Air, a Call of Cthulhu scenario from Fearful Passages by Chaosium. Featuring Becca as Audrey Ashmore, the troubleshooter, Callum as Wendy Pilgrim, the intern, Jordan as Cecil Wart, senior insurance executive, Nathan as Jacobius Salvador, man of leisure, Will as Artie Gumshoe, the PI, and me, Shim, as the Keeper of Arcane Law. Robert Douglas is dead. A man with a morbid fear of heights has fallen to his death. A secret from the past has returned to haunt the present. Death is in the air, and time is running out. The investigators have just one chance to unravel the mystery, providing they don't lose their heads. Episode 2, Sap, Clay and Murder Factory Incorporated.
Okay. But they missed all the wonderful banter.
Check, yeah. 1, 2, check.
Yep, still here, cool. So, you have discovered that something is happening involving an airship.
Yes, it looks it looks like it's the same make and model. When we got over here.
Should we go to the library and investigate?
Yeah, I had an idea. Are there any pictures in the books? Is there any sort of, I don't know, an index with photos in?
Yeah.
Are there any photos of the airship that brought them there?
It's the same airship.
Yeah. Oh, same. Yeah. Exactly, exactly the same airship.
One different name.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Wendy's worked out.
Different name. They could potentially be like
sister ships.
Same. You know when you get paint. Model. You know when you get paint and roll them out and they're all the same code but different tins. Mm. It could be that. I don't know what the term is. Yeah. Same make and model, different serial number.
Yeah.
So unless we can get the serial numbers.
All right.
But it is suspicious.
This you will be able to access that kind of information. And you can go to a library and phone someone to check registries.
Done in the house, I will check registries.
Anything else we need from the house?
I think you've basically got everything in the house, but there might be things that you've thought of that would
likely
be in the house.
Kitchen.
Yes.
Food in the fridge?
There is food in the fridge.
Technically, there isn't a fridge yet. But.
Well, there's food. There's food
the lava.
The pantry. Yeah, there's food in the pantry.
All right. How much food in the pantry?
Where was fridge? So
no, but
I'm pretty sure fridge was 20s.
Yeah, fridges existed in the 20s.
Well, I don't think
he probably wouldn't have had one though.
He'd
have had
a
cooler. Mm. Yeah, icebox.
I'm just imagining the little picnic coolers. It's bright red.
He's just got a massive bowl of meat and a fan.
Just a block of ice. He brought it back from Antarctica.
Roll me some ideas. Nice.
I love the ideas, Skillet. Either I don't know what you're doing. It's either I don't know what I'm doing as the GM, or you don't.
Say hello to Mr. Two.
8.
Okay, nice.
19. Yeah. I think I was the only one who failed.
Yeah, so you look at the condition. The food, basically, there's quite a lot of food. I mean, this is Canada. It's the sort of place people tend to have stores in.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at, in particular, the fresh stuff or the stuff with relatively short dates, you're going, he's obviously had plenty of stuff in, but you get the impression he hasn't been eating much recently.
All right. Anything, I don't know, any sort of plates of meat that have already been cut up?
Probably.
Alright, I'm having a bit of that.
Yep.
You were telling me off potentially just like eyeing up the valuables. Like, it's not like I've slipped.
Can I look for his journal?
You can look.
I mean, it'll go mouldy otherwise.
Yeah,
so
it's going to go to waste.
Well, the earrings are
probably
dusting.
Going to be a library use roll.
You can sell those, you can't sell rotting ham.
That's a 63 against 70.
Okay, what sort of journal are you looking for here?
Most recent one, like where he would write his most personal thoughts, like over the last few weeks.
All Lovecraftian protagonists have a journal.
Yep.
And it's all made of hedgehog skin or something.
Because I have an idea what might be happening, but I need to confirm it. So, like, if he feels like he's being tracked for the last few days, that's why he's not been eating.
Or he's distracted. He's doing the other thing where they found something so fast that they forget to eat because they're in their study all night.
Well, he's received this like terrifying thing from Mr. Cheshire. No, Chester. I feel so sad about Cheshire. poor Cheshire. Chester, Whittle Chester, and he might just like freaked him out and he's not been eating.
Mm. Possibly.
So basically, yeah, you can find his journal, mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty routine stuff for, you know, until relatively recently. He starts saying that he's been sleeping, like commenting that he hasn't been sleeping well, and it's obviously becoming a bit of a trend.
Damn pigeons won't stop squawking.
Having some headaches and stuff.
Can we build a timeline of the dates when this all happened? I can't write this anymore.
I don't have the specific dates, annoyingly, but recently.
Did he receive the thing from Cheshire? And did these things happen before that or after it?
They would have happened. Let's see. Just need to check something.
You might need to leave us a couple more sheets of paper before you leave.
Oh, true, yeah, I packed it all away, but I'll give you some more.
It's appreciated.
To be honest, actually, it's like a really bad piece of paper because it's all crumpled.
It holds ink.
I might as well just leave it here. There's not much left because I'll need to buy some new one that's not folded like that.
Fair enough.
So I
mainly write on lined paper anyway.
I think the letter reached him from Chester before he started getting the headaches and sleeping problems.
Okay. That's not a good sign.
Then he took this box to the solicitor.
And did his symptoms increase or decrease or just stay the same?
Got worse.
Got worse.
Carry on.
This box might be a bad thing for us guys.
As much as I have as a keeper. They haven't given me a timeline, which is really annoying.
I think something's been stalking him. Mm. As in, he sort of keeps seeing it. Say, he's on his way home. He sees it. He panics. Tries to get in the door quickly.
I never did.
He sees it again. He climbs out on the roof in his slippers.
I was never able to. Yeah. Can I go outside and look for any signs of falling off the roof, like blood, dentation?
You can easily do that. Yeah.
Another corpse of him. Yeah. Now this is confusing.
You don't need to roll. You already rolled fairly well last time. You looked at this stuff. That doesn't seem to be what's happened. Because if you look at the roof, there's footmarks coming down as well as up.
Okay.
So it looks like maybe he's climbed up to the top of the roof, to the chimney, and then down again.
Maybe.
In slippers.
It might be something he'd seen something or something scared him, so he waited up there.
Yes.
Is there any sort of impression of like... So you said there is actually like an impression of me. They look like he'd waited there for a while, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know what's... Yeah.
Yeah.
So he climbed there, waited for a while, and then came down again.
And he's scared of heights.
Yeah,
can I check the chimney out and check there isn't like any of these bricks or anything?
Easily, yeah. And just the thing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Does the chimney look climbable?
It's...
Rule for climb.
I'll give it a shot, boss.
I'm going to say it's not... It's like more of a pole than a proper chimney.
Okay. I think I'm a little thinner and a bit stronger. I might be able to climb up it a bit better than you.
I wasn't actually asking anyone to climb it. I was like, sort of giving a general look. But if you want to climb up a chimney, I'd climb and laugh at you before I pull you out.
I wanted to check the box to make sure there's like not a, like a hidden like compartment in it.
You do that. There is not a hidden compartment in it.
Is there anything about this box? I don't actually know what it looks like.
It's just a box. It's a box of containing stuff.
There's nothing like no distinguishing marks. No.
I can tell you as the keeper, because we're trying to keep this going reasonably fast, there is nothing relevant about the box.
Okay. Right. Focus on the box, guys. Yeah. We need to. It's all there. It's all in the box.
He's trying to throw us off. It's definitely the box.
I think you have done everything it is possible to do in the house, and it might be worth your while to move on elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's find the murder scene.
Oh, I thought you'd already done that.
I think now is probably where I need to get going.
Oh, okay.
No, the actual... No, as in, like, go invest, look at it.
Yeah, I thought you'd already done that. I thought that's what you...
No, they haven't done that.
Oh, fair enough.
So, stuff you might want to...
See you guys next week.
See ya.
You might want to make a brief note of stuff, just so I can remind you of things.
Yeah.
You haven't looked at the scene of death.
Haven't seen the death.
You haven't yet. Yeah. You haven't yet gone to look up the airship stuff. You haven't done any research on any of the members of the expedition. This is all things that you've kind of mentioned, but haven't got around to.
Yeah.
All right. At the risk of stirring up a lot of laughter and screaming, shall we do these together, or...?
We probably split the party. Because also, remember, we don't realise splitting the party's about here in this. Like, it makes sense to...
I'll go to the library. I've got good library.
Yeah.
I have contacts everywhere. I might be able to help us identify which if it's the same airship.
I think I've got crime scene out the arse.
Yeah.
Right, so you head to the crime scene. Where do you feel best place?
I'll go to Bot Hizen.
All right, so the two of you investigate the crime scene?
I also do criminal stuff, but yeah. I'll go to crime scene.
Do we want to leave the temp on our own?
No. I'm going with the temp.
Do we want to send Nathan on a temp to the library? His first interaction was, well, hello, and it's gone downhill from there.
Pegasus!
What's your appearance?
15.
What's your appearance?
11.
Oh no, sorry!
Whoa! You appear to be 11 and you went 4.
No,
I thought you meant that was an age. I was just what the fuck are you. I want you to die!
Did you miss any time discussion? I'm going to make my appearance the highest stat despite being the most useless.
I think I'm appearance 12.
Oh,
yeah, I don't have any stats under 10. It's really weird. I think I'm.
Oh, my appearance is 18. I am as appearance possible. I appear as good? I don't know.
I appear as good and detect alignment.
Yeah. So, what are we doing?
Crime. I'm ending
it. Find a rifle.
Library. Library.
Yeah.
Crime scene.
Crime scene.
Crime scene.
Library slash registry.
Yeah,
right.
Crime scene. Crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the scene where the body was found. Okay,
yeah.
You arrive.
How are we going to get back to town?
I can drive.
In the other car. There were five of you. You didn't all fit in one car. You've got two.
I'll drive the detective's car.
Yeah.
You can take the moped.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
That's his special moped.
You are at the side of the lake where the body was found. Someone, you're easily able to find someone who was like, oh yeah, it was here.
I thought they hadn't moved him yet.
You'll be able to tap your police contacts.
Yeah,
To tell you exactly where it was found.
All right. Also, Jimmy, are we still on for next week? We normally have that barbecue, don't we?
Sure.
All right. See you then. Right.
It's very weird you looking that way and talking to Jimmy.
Jimmy, you're probably going to stop teleporting.
Oh, he loves his pranks, though, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy teleporting. All right.
Such a good cop.
First things first, what's the bank?
On the lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is clay.
It's a big building full of money.
It's clay.
Just checking. Yeah.
It's clay. Yeah.
How steep is it?
So where the body was found is not really a bank, it's more of almost a beach.
Okay.
So it's the kind of place you might expect me to wash up.
Yeah. Is there a river leading off the lake?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alright, as we are out in the woods in Canada, I am going to be drawing the weapon.
Yeah. I have my rifle. And my pistol,
I think I've only got the 45, unless of course I can go full John McClane and have two.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I mean there'll be rifles and shotguns and stuff. But
oh my!
They already have them, so you can just take one.
Yeah.
You want to have a rifle.
Yeah.
I've got the stats if you want to.
I'll let you know if you need to use them.
Okay. I just do the sort of thing where I throw both sides of the coat off and go.
Yeah.
Welcome to Earth!
Okay, so what are you doing?
What are the trees around the area?
It's conifers.
Alright, so pine trees. Yeah. Okay, so pine needles checks out. They didn't look so the body.
Pine trees are hard to climb.
Yeah, they are. Especially because I don't. Was he found with any climbing equipment?
Nope.
So he climbed it unaided.
Yeah. What club was he found in?
That is a good question.
A clown outfit?
Yeah,
if it's just fucking slippers again.
Yeah. We found slippers.
Couldn't bring the slippers.
No, but
let's have two bears. Like,
if it's like nightgown and bare feet, or whether it's like
he was found with a bear on top of him, yelling and biting him. I think we know what killed. That's what the bear wants you to think.
It was sort of ordinary clothing, like
it's like day attire.
Basically, sort of you'd wear slouching about at home.
Alright.
So it's not like the roof incident where he's in slippers and a nightgown. It's
yeah, okay.
No. I should point out that while I've taken all the stuff out of the box, I've still got the box, like, by me, like, in just under my arm.
Yep.
Just in case.
Yeah, it bursts into green flames. It's probably fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
What's your power again?
Nine.
Okay.
So, I've got more voodoo than you.
What are you doing? You're at the side of the lake.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Okay, I'm looking for any trees that look like they've been climbed. Also, I was just going to follow it up.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the... very simple thing. I'm looking for the tree he climbed.
Yeah.
Supposedly. So, broken branches, scraped away bark.
Yeah. So, I mean, you...
Got you. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetie.
You walk up and down the lake, and... I mean, the thing that... I don't think you need to roll this. The thing that will probably strike you is you're looking specifically at, okay, what tree can he have fallen out of? Okay, where's the current going? What's the heart? Like, one of the things about big conifers is that they tend not to be right on the edge of lakes.
That is a very good point.
Do you walk a bit upriver? See if the... See if the tree's changed.
I mean, the house is on... So if the lake's like this, like, the house is here. And, like, I mean, you know, if you walk sort of a couple of miles, you get on to where the river is. But, I mean, you could have gone from this house and randomly walked a few miles and then climbed a tree and jumped to the river, maybe.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was all found definitely with sap and clay under the fingernails.
You might be looking at this the wrong way.
If he was picked up and dropped on a tree... Or,
Or he could have been chased into the water.
Is it something that attacks you when you're high up, or is it something that you go high up to not get
actually?
That's why I said I think he was chased.
Scared of heights. That's why.
So it makes no sense that he'd go on the roof and then get attacked. It makes sense that he'd go. They all die when they're high up. So.
How did he make? They make the determination that he was unconscious before he fell in the water.
I genuinely cannot answer that question.
I think you can do that with an autopsy. Believe that is something they can work out.
Okay.
Was there? So that's all the stuff we've got. We don't have any bruising to the knuckles. No. Sort of.
There's no signs of a struggle.
Okay.
Well, his clothes are relatively intact.
Damp, but yeah, basically.
You can tie
as in damp or soften.
As in he's been in a lake.
Fair enough.
I mean,
we'll tell, but maybe he wasn't.
But based on how he struggled, he's not swimming.
He'd obviously been in the lake. He wasn't like a corpse that had been in water for a long time. It was obviously washed up pretty soon after falling in.
Okay.
I'm looking up to see if I can actually...
If he didn't get the head injury from the fall, how did he get the head injury?
Especially blunt trauma on this thing normally when we suspect that it's a decapitation, unless it just beheads the corpses afterwards.
Yeah, Fern Flakes got away from the thing seems to be the...
We need more detail than the other corpses.
We have,
just straight decapitation.
Let's change scene.
Okay.
Let's move to the library. You can
find
the things about that. So,
oh, yes, we don't know all of what you've been
saying. Sorry. it's fine. I don't. That doesn't bother me at all.
You think so we're going to launch into a heartwarming rendition of Pocahontas.
Excellent. You are in the library. What are you looking for?
I'm going to try find the number for the registry for airships.
Okay.
Yeah.
And give them a ring.
Okay, so you make me a library roll, you make me a credit rating roll. We're trying to see, do you know somebody?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I got 20 against 70.
Nice.
I know the big dog.
Let's have a look. So you both find useful stuff.
Team knowledge.
you go into the, you know, trade journals and stuff, essentially. And you go, this airship was built in this time. It was the Bellinghausen. It was bought for this expedition by a foundation. It was sold in 1923. The expedition was 1921. So it was obviously mothballed for a bit or something, but it was sold in early 1923. to Terra Nova Airship Inc.
Yes.
And renamed Terra Nova.
Okay.
So it is the same one.
Mm. It is the same one. There's probably more research you can do on that.
Yeah. Why? Who? It was the leader bolter? Or?
It is. So, what, you're going to go into the business papers about this company?
Yeah,
or?
If I can. Who in for the expedition, who specifically owned it?
Yeah, who signed off the purchase order?
The expedition was sponsored by someone called Chandler.
Chandler. We don't have a Chandler.
He's not a member of the expedition.
No. So he's the sponsor. Can I find, is there a way of finding out who, what equipment was the, what broke? Like, so there was some equipment that broke in the cold weather. So can I find out what was the, broke?
I mean, you looked at this before, it was in the, from the accounts that you had access to, it was instruments for measuring atmospheric radiation and atmospheric stuff. So supposedly to do with things like communications and...
Do we know who made
flight
them?
And that kind of stuff? No.
I could probably suspect it's because the leader's ex-naval. But.
Yeah, no, because if we could find out if it was like the technical specification for it, then we could work out if there was any valid reason for it to break, or was it just bad luck?
Yeah, I mean, that information is not in the accounts of the expedition that were sold to the public. Mm. So, yeah. But then you wouldn't expect it to be.
No, but do we have an idea?
Failure,
no, but in, do we know who we? Is there someone we can contact off where I can muscle in?
That kind of stuff. If it's experimental equipment, probably manufactured by the people, by this whoever this Chandler person was employing.
Mm.
So it's probably prototype stuff.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're not like the specs aren't going to be out
freely
there.
Available.
Anything else you want to research?
The team members, what do they all do?
Team members, so you know there's this Terra Nova Airship Inc. Mm-hmm. That owns this ship. Mm-hmm. And you want to look at the team members. So as I said,
what are these guys doing?
Basically, they... See, you know, as far as you can tell, they're noticeable by their absence. So, you know, there were people out there who were publishing papers, who were writing books, who were mentioned in the newspapers as having been, you know, something on a committee or advising the government on such and such. And
so they all do a similar thing and shut themselves in? And
well, they're no longer doing that stuff, is what's clear.
They're no longer in the public eye.
Yeah.
Well, they're rotting somewhere, I'd imagine.
But why is it all the why is all
the
enlisted
leader
men
and the officers as well? Or?
Yeah, their names seem to disappear from the public record.
Is there any contact details for like their last like big thing they did?
That would be this expedition.
Yeah.
Can we yellow pages, Commander Sheldon?
Sheridan.
Yeah,
fucking hell, it's infectious.
Let's have another library use again. So this has taken a while. I mean, this is slow work. Nathan,
huh?
You as well. I assume you're helping.
Yeah, Nathan, what are you doing, Nathan?
58 for.
Again, are you essentially trying to know people who know people?
Yes.
So under credit rating.
So 58 against 70.
Yeah. You say, you know, it's this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you know? It doesn't seem to be anything in the, you know, there's not anything written down.
Mm-hmm.
What's on? And, you know, a few people say, oh, you know, well, I'll ask around. And people do some asking around. And a few hours later, you'll get a call or a telegram. It's like, this person seems to have gone into business, and you know, check this business directory.
Okay. Let's check the business directory.
Okay, you check the business directory, and what you notice is the registration of a company under the ownership of SP Moore. The company is named Terra Nova Airship.
Which one was Moore?
Sheridan Moore.
Sheridan Moore.
So Moore owns Terra Nova.
He sold the ship to himself.
Or at least he sold the ship, then bought it himself when he tried to do something else as another venture. I mean, hopefully I was looking for the Sap Clay and Murder Factory Incorporated, then this would become a lot easier.
Terra Nova is transport?
What's the definite, what's like the meaning of the word Terra Nova?
Terra Nova is Earth.
New land.
Oh, no, that's just the interesting aside that occurred to me.
Yeah, so, I mean, also, you've been on this airship. It flew here.
If the airship's called the Terra Nova, and it's got the name of the company on it, it implies they've only got one. Unless, of course, they number them.
It was just the Terra Nova.
Or
it wasn't.
Flagship.
Mm. Mm.
Which you, it might well be.
You could find this kind of stuff out. Again, there's business records. Yeah.
I'm poking out in a riverbed.
You probably don't need to roll again for that.
I rolled a zero there. Oh, okay. So that's a 4%.
Okay. Yeah. So stuff you managed to find actually some quite. There's a couple of actually little newspaper stories as well about the establishment of this.
Okay.
Because this route. So actually. It's a bit odd because it sort of pops up all over the place, mm-hmm. this airship, and it's just doing a passenger trade. And it was, it only started doing this route about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Up to Nelson and then off to a little bit of Canada from the States.
What route was it doing before that? And can I correlate that to the locations of where the other murders happened?
It's funny you should say that.
yes, you can. It's freaky.
It's like must be a remarkable coincidence. I mean, they decided they were going to, run a ship to Bolivia for a few months, and then it looks like obviously the market wasn't there, and it's just a complete coincidence that Andrew Green was decapitated mysteriously during that period. Shortly before they decided to abandon that market.
Poor Drew.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but this is...
Then you're in the wrong game. Yeah.
also, I will note, I mean, you've got the business records. Mm-hmm. The business records for registering company do include contact details.
Ooh.
So you've got this guy's address.
Commander Shelton.
Yeah.
Which is, where's the address?
Do photographs exist in this?
About an hour's travel away.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
HQ's an hour away from where we are.
Yeah, I know, I'm thinking. I feel like that thing...
When did he move?
It's,
When did... He lives an hour away.
About an hour away, yeah.
When did he move in? Can we find that out?
You probably can. Yeah, it'll take a while, but I'm not going to make you roll for it. It just takes some time. That looks like actually where he's owned a house there for quite
he's
a long time.
There.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's just
a coincidence.
It's just convenient and
convenient that he's nearby.
Yeah.
Not that he's like picked a house near the person he's going to decapitate.
It's convenient, and also he's put sort of C1, C2 on all of his floors.
Yeah.
Where Chester lives, see if Terra Nova is going anywhere near there soon.
Chester lives?
We believe Chester's still alive.
Seattle.
Or Seattle.
Yeah. Seattle? Does he plan to move it to Seattle then? Should that be future, or has he already been to Seattle?
Yeah.
We don't know if Chester's
has
already
been
dead.
To Seattle. Or?
You can't find any evidence that it's been to Seattle yet.
Okay.
It might be the Whittles. Okay for now, but I feel like we've got his contact details. We can just give him a call and tell him.
If we get the detective to give him a call, just be like, hey, you knew this person, we just want to ask you a few questions.
The other thought is that I have my plane.
I'm not getting into anything that's being flown by someone with your record on dice. I love you dearly, Nathan, but the day I climb into a plane with you will be the day I learn to parachute. And then immediately climb out of it going no. However, all right,
you don't wear parachutes in planes. What do you think this is?
What, a plane I want to get out of with all my limbs attached.
Okay, so, what are you doing?
No, but here's the point. We could go pick up Whittle from Seattle if needs be.
And then lead him directly to where we're going, potentially where these people already are.
We probably just want to page this gentleman, but we can leave Whittle.
Yeah,
we could call him and ask him how he's doing, if he's had any nightmares.
Okay, but I think we should call Whittle. And then overhear his gruesome death, and then we'll have to deal with that, but then we'll have got details at least.
It's fine, I don't think speakerphone's been invented yet. Only one of us has to deal with hearing his gruesome death.
You just hear him stop talking, just go, Mr. Whittle's indisposed.
Okay.
Mr. Whittle
it's
will not...
It's just like, oh, I see you're busy. I'll hang up.
Okay, new phone. Ring, 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 ring. Rings quite a long time.
Keep
How patient are you feeling?
I'm feeling very patient.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi there. This is Ardy Gumshaw. I'm calling from... what town are we in?
Nelson.
I'm calling from Nelson in Canada. Just got a couple of questions for the homeowner.
What's this about?
This would be about a certain gentleman by the name of Robert Douglas. And just what you know about him. I'm afraid the rest is... is case confidential.
There's a thoughtful pause.
It's a bear!
What's going on with Douglas?
Not much anymore.
Currently, I'm not sure. I presume I'm speaking to Mr. Whittle.
Could be.
Well, if I'm talking to someone who's not Mr. Whittle, could they inform Mr. Whittle fairly gently that I'm afraid Douglas is dead? I'm a private investigator working on the case now. I just need to ask you, all a couple of questions.
Not Douglas as well?
Damn it.
Do you want to roll me something that you think might be a...
Fast talk?
Fast talk.
I should be able to do the phone. So
got him.
Yeah. you managed to...
13 to 55.
Yeah, you managed to convey the sense that you're probably an okay person to talk to.
It's all right. Listen, do I sound like I'm going to be doing anything untoward? Look, if I was trying to track you, do you really think they'd send someone who sounds like me?
Look, what do you need?
I need to know... What happened in the Arctic?
Oh boy. look, so
I indicate to someone, write this down.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I'm going to hammer it. I essentially want to be able to keep doing this. I want to be able to listen, not have to write stuff down, but have someone else write it down so I can listen.
So yeah. What I'm going to try and do is send it to you
via Facey Book.
Long, yeah.
Via Facey Book.
Okay. Okay, Book.
Instagram.
Photo show.
Snipchat.
Twitter.
Do you want to Bebo? We have his notes because Robert trusted me to investigate. And see what he can do to keep to stop the deaths.
All right, I've just talked to one or two people involved in the case. I'm allowed to disclose that Robert talked to us about some of the things that found in his bar, in the box. He gave it to a person I'm investigating with. And again, I need the details of what happened in the Arctic so we know what we're going into.
And I'm going to read the letter out, like the letter he sent out to him, word for word.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's convinced. You managed to get his cooperation. This is horribly formatted. I'll send it anyway. I don't care anymore.
He's put spaces between each letter, but not between each word.
There's lots of missing spaces. Yeah, it's annoying.
This wasn't actually a telephone call. Stop. You're going to have to read this very difficult, with much difficulty. Stop.
Okay, I will stick this in... Shall I stick this in?
If you get in the one we've... Oh, if you've got...
Necropolis?
Yeah, just throw it in Necropolis.
I'll add Callum temporarily.
Oh, Callum has
Callum doesn't have the phone on him, so yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Oh my, that's a long one, yeah, sure.
Oh my!
Report of the Bellenhausen expedition right back in 21. We planned to reach the North Magnetic Pole right
Nathan, east. Stop.
Oh, it was a big thing in the town. In all the papers, we didn't make it. That's what we told the press anyway. We were doing government work. It was kept secret and we'd be paid well for our silence. None of us were rich men, so we agreed.
We had pretty good weather and the flight went
sorry,
as planned.
A bit of a mess in some ways.
Everybody was real happy when we landed at the pole. Lieutenant Bambury brought on the champagne. We were famous. Then the captain said we wouldn't be able to tell anyone we'd made it, that we went down like a lead balloon. More and the other officers sledged away from the ship a few hours late to make the measurements. I didn't think about it at the time, but later it occurred to me that they didn't have much equipment with them. Before they left, they were
It should say, before they left, they were real touchy.
They were real touchy, Captain Moore told us. Once we were underway, that we were touchy.
I don't know why it's got that in.
There was a god-awful storm that night. The sky was all lit up and we heard thunder a few miles off. No wind or snow. It was weird. They came back the next day with this rock. They said it was a meteorite made of some kind of rare metal. It's a fucking Shoggoth egg. Bambury didn't look happy, but he wouldn't say why. All the way home, that ship was a strange place to be. I swear there were times it felt like something was sitting on my back or in my head. Anyway, we got back and we went our own ways. We might not have been famous, but they paid us well. I travelled a bit, then came to Seattle and bought this house. Then about a year ago, I saw a story about one of my old crewmates turning up headless in some town in Chile. A month later, there was another in Bolivia, then another. We were dropping like flies. All of us who were hired by Moore were being killed. I tried to contact Bob Douglas. He was the only one I had an address for. His wife told me that he'd left her to move to Nelson and sent him a package of clippings, Barnaby's book, and some of the other things.
Another book. That doesn't exist in this version of the scenario.
Okay. And some other things. It's more, I know it. He wants to silence us for good, but I don't know why.
Annoyingly, the recorder ran out of battery at this point, and it took us a little while to notice. Luckily, it lasted just long enough to capture the whole of Whittle's story before it packed in. Basically, having heard Whittle out, the investigators decided the safest thing would be to put Whittle somewhere out of the way. So they agreed to send him to another city, perhaps even overseas. And round about then, we worked out what was going on and put fresh batteries in. So, we return to the action.
So, where were we? You were sorting out...
We're disappearing someone.
Whittle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whittle has been whittled away.
Is it possible that I quickly change my lockpick to credit rating? Because I realise you have credit rating and haven't used lockpick.
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. What would you like to do now? Is there further research
the crime scene,
to...
Done the research. Called the man.
I think we should go and start paying a visit to Mr. Moore.
I feel like let's double check all our notes, make sure there isn't something that we haven't investigated yet, because I feel like if we don't have all our cards, like we don't know what all our cards are, we're gonna have a fun time.
What haven't we?
I'm just trying to think. We still don't Banbury seems to be reasonably important, like in terms of the officers. We don't know anything about them.
We need to know what they found.
It's apparently
it's more what
a rock.
They were testing. They were doing something with that rock.
I think the testing was superfluous. I think the testing was going out looking for the rock.
Before we disappear him, can we ask, has anything happened with Hype? Did anything at the time cause a reason why you can think people would be scared of heights?
He can, actually. He has also developed fear of heights. He feels... Whenever he goes anywhere high, he starts to feel this sort of sense of impending dread, like really severe anxiety associated with heights. So not like fear of falling,
yeah,
but like something bad is happening. the higher up he gets.
Do you know
okay,
exactly?
So it's not an incident that happened, it's just he seems to have gained it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he knows Douglas had that as well.
Yeah.
Could you think of a reason? Could you think of a reason Douglas would have gone
up a tree?
Up a tree, or to do roof work, or if he's so scared of heights? There's a few instances of him having.
I think I've realised something. Oh, wait, sorry, can you ask the question?
If you're thinking what I'm thinking, it's that horrible fungus that infects ants.
Oh, similar, like he's only being compelled to go to heights. So first the dread happened because that's... because like, they're being hunted by something that's picked up from heights, so first they feel the dread, but then they might start being feeling compelled to climb heights, and that's the point why they're being snatched up.
Is this what you're suggesting?
Yes.
He does one of those "how did you know" faces of the phone. but yeah,
it says a little emoticon.
He's like,
"Oh no!" Or alternatively, it's one of those emoticons you send while you're on a ferry—an emoticon.
Oh.
Don't show one puns, baby.
Put your doors right there. Just please.
So yeah, that like. He makes like he stays away from heights because it's like the sort of cliff edge thing. He stays away from it because he feels like something is drawing him there, so it's dangerous to be
there's
high.
A word for that, I knew this.
Yeah.
Word for that feeling when you're on the edge of a cliff and you want to jump.
Oh, it's I think it translates roughly as call of the void.
Yes,
It's French.
What's the name of this veggie called? No,
Le Sorendel.
Yeah.
That's what French is, right?
It's called Cthulhu, like they stood on the edge of a cliff and there's this squid monster in the water going, "Do a flip!
Hey!
You should jump!
Please!
Screw you, Cthulhu!"
Nahal David. David.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So they're being compelled to climb. Okay.
So it maybe wasn't that he was scared, it was maybe that he woke up in the middle of the night and he was like, "I have to go sit on the roof."
And might have been able to overcome that and come down, yeah.
Maybe.
So he got drawn on the roof and managed to get away from whatever was causing it, so it might be that he...
That still doesn't explain why they then tore their own heads off.
They didn't. Something seems to be... Yeah.
It kind of distracts them so much that they lose... I want to believe there's no Lovecraftian horror. It's this guy, a bungee cord, an airship, and a scythe.
Surprise! So, when climbing a tree, because ferns are difficult to climb, before he gets to the point where he's being beheaded, he falls.
Yeah.
Knocks himself out and lands in the river.
Something snatching people, and then Tazeman says, "You have to do something." He struggled, something, and fell.
The heads and the bodies were both found, weren't they?
No.
No.
Oh, the
it's eating people's heads.
Oh, the heads were never found.
No.
How did they know it was that person then?
Oh, do you know what fingers is that?
A mite.
Documentation, that kind of stuff.
Oh, fair.
Fucker, a mite.
I've got the entire time.
I hate Call of Cthulhu. When you should only play it once. This game ruins.
And then you know what's hunting you.
The moment you fucking...
Okay, wait. So I need you to... write down on a piece of paper what you think it is.
I've got this one worked up already, so you guys write down what you think it is. I mean, I have this. I've got the entire one right. Paper.
I'm going to go.
I haven't read it yet.
Write down your name and what you think it is, fold it up and pass it to me.
Okay.
At the end of the adventure, we'll find out.
Wait a minute. I'm going to do it despite me not having a clue. I'm going to.
I'm doing that as well.
Oh, wait, no, because I've got a serious suggestion and then not a serious suggestion.
Put both. Fine.
Yeah. I know one Lovecraft thing which has wings, and it's not going to be that because the one we met is friendly.
We met two Lovecraftian things with wings. If you're,
do I have to put my name on?
I'll put near one.
Okay,
because I don't recognise your handwriting.
It's not serious, I know.
Let's be.
If I hand this to him and he goes, "Will you join me outside?" and we both go, and there's a gunshot. I got it right.
Oh,
you know I could do that because I could just find a gunshot sound on my phone.
Yeah,
that was really.
And then sort of push till he falls to the floor. Then oh my god, he's planned this with the union. It's an escape room.
Before I remember that thing existed. So where's my sister?
I'm just going to turn around a minute and read these.
Yeah.
You'll tell from sort of what when he's found mine.
Please tell me it's your mum.
No, it's how dare you? My mother can't fly.
Okay. Just your mum, a bungee cord, a sign of an airship. That's a Cards Against Humanity card right there.
I'm assuming you didn't have them all.
You've missed a Nathan.
I'm passing you Nathan's.
Yeah, because your hands are sitting there over one. Which is the original guest? I can't remember the thing. Is this a...
But yeah, I probably wouldn't...
Are there points if we get it?
Maybe. I wouldn't be very good at escape rooms for the same reason, because then there's that sort of horror tunnel in one of the Alton Towers things. I went in there with a few mates. I'm not sure what it's on. I can't remember where the fuck it is, but I know it exists, where you sort of walk through this sort of different horror movie fields, so where actually actors who come and do the thing. Oh, yeah. Me and my friends were, we were told we couldn't go through again because Jack Gaynor, when I was going through it, panicked and punched Freddy Krueger in the mouth. So the guy said, ah, bang, that was a bloke.
Yeah. Whoops. Okay.
Apparently they get paid extra because of that. Because people just keep punching him.
Yeah.
What Everyone doing? Reacts differently to terror. Mm. Either violence or sheer panic or freezing, running away.
What will you do now?
Right, death by decapitation is they feel compelled to go to high places and then get decapitated. Don't go high places. We're going to get you out on a boat. We're going to stay nice and sea level.
So you've talked to your people. Mm. Yeah. They're actually getting him a nice cosy room at an asylum.
Oh, that works.
That works.
Yeah. It has no windows. The building has bars on all the windows.
It has those lovely hug jackets.
And it's got special men to stop him getting out.
He doesn't have to wear the jacket. They're just arranging. He is going to be in a room in the middle of an asylum.
Yeah.
Where it's basically impossible for him to get out.
Of course, it's a high security prison because he got out through a window.
I would like to just make a call to... Lady Mysterium in Seattle. Just ask her to send someone over to.
Whoa!
Give him some company.
We're making him disappear. Can I get a prostitute for him? For fuck's sake!
You're prevented from doing that.
Yeah.
Phone line is cut mysteriously.
Yeah. All you see is Artie, a pair of scissors, and a shaking head.
Guys, I'm broke the electronics. I can fix this in a bit once he's away from the phone.
Okay, what happens then? What do you do?
Shall we go and check out, not necessarily knock on the door, but check out Sheldon's place?
Yeah, alright.
Okay.
Hold on, if I'm doing that, I may need to go and get a little more hardware.
Okay. What would you like to acquire?
Can I get a shotgun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be shotguns all round.
You acquire shotguns.
In fact, no. Generally, I'm more effective with handguns. However, are there any sort of brass knuckles and stuff I can get?
Yep.
Right.
You already have those. They're in your pocket.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just let if when our friend
can I get
leaves,
a shotgun? Where's the detective, sir?
When our friend leaves,
pilot planes is the wrong thing to invest 70 points into.
All right. Point this end at the bad guys. If when there's a bang at the end, pump that.
I've studied chemistry.
Excellent. You can do a spot of test firing. You're in Canada.
Yes. Yeah. The idea behind all...
I am loose!
It's that good.
They can get you to the point where you don't actually shriek whenever you fire it.
Yeah. All right. Impossible. Yeah.
But bang, my character looks like really dressed up and pretty and stuff and then just has free guns strapped to her.
Yes. Excellent. Mm.
Now that's my kind of lady.
So...
It's fine. I've got this one.
No. Like...
All right. Don't point the guns at the well-meaning idiot.
Oh, I know perfectly what I'm doing.
You haven't got shotgun.
Have I ever told you how I left England?
No, but I'm sure you can start and I'll stop listening halfway through.
Okay. You...
What was that?
You drive off to... Moore's house, essentially. Mm. Okay,
so I can get
shotgun
slots.
Leaving a shotgun slot. I had a rifle, I had
a shotgun. Oh, you had a shotgun, so I was still with a shotgun. Mm.
It's a sizable property, some distance from anything else. Again, it's a. This is a bloke with money.
Sorry.
A bloke with security?
not really. In fact, you can scope this out, you don't need to make any rolls. This is pretty obvious. Those gardens have not been dealt with in a long time. There is paint peeling on the house. It's a wooden house, you know, a lot of American houses. It looks neglected.
All right.
He's not been here for a while. Or there's a skeleton in his study, or there's a really withered old person in his study that's been beaten in 7 months.
Just to clarify, I have seen this movie. Ah, oh, hell.
What would you like to do?
Let's sneak around the outside and see what's there.
We need to do our back-to-back shootout again.
I'm not good combat. I spike my guns.
Oh, I see. I thought you actually knew how to use them.
I have something to yell. Yeah. A battle cry.
She wants to be over there somewhere. Yeah. Like, I think she got the
electronics,
best.
I guess. Check the power works.
You, I think she's got best guns in the... What are your guns?
U10 plus 2.
As in the astral skill?
Which is...
65.
Is that outside?
Yeah, you're doing the same for me.
Just,
on
you know, the big fuse box on the wall. They usually have.
Yeah.
Have you only got one gun?
Nothing happens.
I've got...
Okay, so it's cut off.
2.5.
Well-be?
Pardon?
No, it's a well-be. Yeah, well-be.
No. Your assessment on this is probably... Well, okay, there's nothing... There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it.
It's just not a hook, so...
But maybe, yeah.
Maybe he's just not paid. Maybe he's not paid his bill. We've been cut off. Electricity doesn't work.
He's got... money though, so why would he not pay his bill?
Because he doesn't use the house.
Signs of it being lived in from the outside? Like on a recently worn track, sort of.
No, it is overgrown.
Grass, there's no.
Yeah, there's still. You know, the path has got leaves and stuff
all over. Signs of a break in at any point?
No.
Check the doormat.
It's just the doormat.
Under the doormat?
There is not a key.
Well, knock, knock!
There's. You can wander around the front and the back. You can easily case it and spot where's the best place to get
in. All right, fine. Jesus, everyone's having a bit of fun today.
Where would you like to break in?
I don't like noise.
Back door. Out to the side of the road.
Okay, out the side of the road. First, I'm going to say, all right, stay here. I'm then going to move the cars.
Yeah. Yeah, you move the cars to what? To out of sight?
So it doesn't look like people have parked up and are now breaking into this abandoned
house. Blocks down.
Yeah. Yeah, you can easily do that.
Not too far though, we want to be able to easily go after them.
Generally, if something's chasing us, if we can't make it to the cars with it ahead of us, it's probably killing us anyway.
Everyone remember, we don't want to climb. If someone starts climbing, stop them.
Alright. Okay, so back door.
We should have bought some rope.
Is there glass in this door, or is it just a big mahogany?
We did buy some rope.
There'll be some glass.
Alright, I'm going to try the lock first. I'm going to locksmith it. I'm not going to locksmith it.
No, do you locksmith it with a plus 20? Because it's been neglected, so it's.
I still just miss it by two.
Okay.
Take it away, kiddo.
What do I do?
Locksmith.
I don't have locksmith.
I thought you took locksmith.
No, I have mechanical repair.
But what are you pointing at him? You have locksmith.
You can roll mechanical repair to try and remove the door.
Can I roll strength to try and remove the door in a completely different fashion?
That would damage it. You know how to...
13.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Detective, I got you the door.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant when I said get the door.
Yeah. Apply screwdriver to hinges, remove the pins from the hinges, rotate it, the door slips out of the lock.
Actually
take the door off.
Sean, not fucking do that.
That was
we just keep moving.
Just put it to one side.
You just slide out of the way.
I got over enthusiastic.
Yeah, the detective said get the door. you get me the door?
The manual didn't cover what to do when I said get the door. I panicked.
Well,
got the door.
Hold on. Just do it politely. Knock on the door. Right, in we go.
Okay.
Shotguns out.
Yeah. So let's have a quick
torches.
You've all got torches.
Scrap. What was that?
We've got an electrical repair box. Yeah. It's going to have.
Roll
tape
me.
In it.
Let's roll me. Listen.
Oh god.
27 against 50.
24 against 25.
That's 78 against 30.
There is no sound whatsoever from the house. There is, you know, outside you can hear the odd bird and stuff. It's not creepy. It's just...
Oh, I disagree.
Bird. Like, it's not the... There is a complete silence, an absence of wildlife in this area. There's a bit of background noise.
But nothing moving in this house that we can
hear. No sound of anything moving
in this house. This house is deserted, then.
There's dust. Not loads and loads of dust, but there's dust of neglect. That kind of
okay, straight to the storeroom.
Okay.
Food stores. First, hold on. Before I open the door, is there a smell?
I'm going to find a brush and just, like, remove my footprints.
Okay. There is not a smell of anything dead.
All right. I don't mean anything dead. I mean anything rotting.
There is...
Essentially, is this store... Was it abandoned in a hurry to the point where it's full, or has he not bothered to replace the storeroom and this is just a cover?
That's a good question. Let's roll for it.
Roll up. What do you not want to open the door to?
The enemy?
No, there isn't any particular smell of... It's all right. Musty.
All right. Door.
Yep.
Anything in it?
Just ordinary tins, that kind of stuff. There's some stuff where it's dried up, you know, and but there's not anything that's putrid.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's got half a moose here. Yeah. Can't eat that now.
Yeah, it's moose jerky though. Yeah. So be right.
Yeah. All right.
It's just a drying rack.
Yeah. Exactly. There's like, you know, fruit that's withered up completely and that kind of stuff.
All right. Undertake the same sort of process. Head through sofa.
Yep.
Sat on recently.
Not recently.
Sat on at all.
Has been used.
All right.
Yeah, it's fairly worn.
Okay.
He's stopped using this house.
Yes. Valuables. That,
or he's been killed.
It's
and
only
then
valuables to look
he
at
can't
again
use the house.
What I'm looking for in this case, like spare stash of cash stuff and valuables, like the idea that he's
You roll me spot hidden because that's going to get two different bits of information depending on what you roll.
Fuck.
No.
No.
Okay. You don't find. Like, you know where people tend to put that kind of stuff if they're stashing it away, but you don't find anything.
Okay.
That being said, there are clearly things that are quite valuable around this place. This is a guy with money. This is a guy who apparently bought an airship. So, obviously, I have plenty of money. You know, there's knickknacks and stuff that are made of valuable things.
I mean, he's a bad guy anyway, so...
any particular parts of the house you would like to look at?
Study library. What books are there?
Not in just about a minute.
There is an actual library in this one. It's so it's got generic stuff, so you have classics, novels, and those sort of reference books that you tend to have.
Find anything on its Arctic expedition.
There's a lot of stuff on engineering. There's a lot of stuff on expeditions generally, geography, aeronautics.
I want to find any specific like bound correspondence, basically any correspondence he had with the government.
You'll be looking at study for that kind of thing. You can move through into the study. There's papers and stuff, there's notes. Roll me some library use.
I got 17 and 70.
Okay. Wendy?
Oh, it's there. 42 against 60.
Yeah. Okay, you do find some stuff. Mm-hmm. You do find some stuff that's clearly been confidential or been professional correspondence, but none of it really seems to be either particularly incriminating or particularly interesting, if you see what I mean. Mm. He might well have just destroyed that kind of stuff because that's probably what he's supposed to do with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You do find... You find some stuff which... You find some equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You find a chest that contains equipment. You find some diaries, and you're able to go through it. There's essentially stuff for each of his expeditions. And you're like, oh, this one, I'm in Asia doing this thing. And,
is he picturing me with an elephant?
Yeah, exactly. You find the ones for the Arctic expedition. So... you've got a box, you've got diaries, you've got some kind of logbook also.
Of course we are, we're in Canada. Book of logs.
What would you like to look at first?
I'm going to... Remember if I went and looked at the bin?
You go and look at the bin.
Is it empty?
Will it be empty?
Okay, I'm going to look for
the diary. It's not empty.
What's on top of it?
Quite a lot of screwed up balls of paper. Yeah. And yeah, you can check them.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Mm. He's starting writing something and then just it's like he's got confused or distracted or something. And he's trying to write to someone.
Are you writing to? My sort of classic one is, I'm writing some people throw away.
Yeah. He's writing to Ross.
Okay, one of the officers. You know,
Ross, still haven't heard anything from you. please contact me. Important developments. And then it sort of gets rambly. Mm. And it's somewhere in that area always gets rambly. And it's like he's sort of realised and then screwed it up and chucked it away and tried again. So this is like correspondence paper.
All right, is there any way I can try to unpick what he's talking about?
Not fair from enough. What you know so far.
Fair enough. I'm going to then put some scrolled up pieces of paper next to the library users. Mm-hmm. Figure these may come in handy. Some sort of bloke called Ross he's trying to talk to.
Let's try that again. Let's
just
see if there's any signs.
Hold on. Yep. You ain't got over there on
your own. Where do you want to go first?
Well, if you go to the same library, I'll go first at the attic.
Yeah, we've still got journal. Yeah.
I want to check his journal to see when was the last time he made an entry.
And I'm going up to the attic. Okay. It turns into a shootout.
Yeah.
So you will find in the journal and on the scroll of its paper,
mm-hmm.
there are dates. The last set of dates are round about the time he acquired an airship.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's like more than a year.
Yep.
Because it was early 2023.
Do we know who was driving the airship when we... did we speak to a captain?
No, I never actually did go to the pilot.
You
didn't come with me. It's all your fault.
And he made a face whenever we went to talk to the pilot. God. Because I reckon I've been now.
You literally had him.
You didn't.
No, we didn't.
But Tim said you can try and towards the pilot, which might have got, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all your fault, Wendy. We could have solved this mystery.
I'm not going on a date with you to the captain when the first thing you did was just fucking come up and stroke my arm.
Callum, that is how we met.
What do you want to look at next?
I honestly can't remember for the life of me how we met. It
was a sort of nod, talk, hey, and then we.
Oh. 24 hour, I think.
No, that's the first time playing a game with him, but otherwise, just sort of nodded to
him.
Yeah.
Okay. Attic?
Yeah.
You're going to the attic?
Asu.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he says we're not going insane. Yeah. Then.
What are you looking for? There is an attic, it's got stuff in.
What sort of stuff?
Boxes of things.
Yeah. Well, if it was, again, I'm looking for signs of someone going up here, potentially seeing if, again, someone being on the roof, that sort of thing.
There is no sign of anyone having gone on the roof.
Okay, and then just look around the attic and see if you can see anything.
Yeah, there's various boxes of things.
Kick open a box.
Yeah. You can quickly flick through all the boxes, so it only take a few minutes. A lot of it is, again, it's very general stuff. You know, household things, old books, that kind of stuff. I'm going to say Pilly because it makes more sense. You didn't find a box in study, you find the box in the attic. A box. This was definitely not somewhere else before.
It's just like trips over.
It's got Nathan's hands attached to it at the wrist. It wasn't a very clean teleport. You're now called Stumpy.
My shoulders are safe.
Yeah, it's got like
use of Aaron Minas,
kind of sciencey stuff in it.
No.
Sciencey stuff.
Yeah, it was a bit sciencey.
Oh.
Right.
No, don't ask.
I would take this downstairs to the Brain Trust.
Don't make that awkward.
Okay, I'm going
to
come...
I'm not making anything. You just said you need to marry me so you can be my hands so that you can use them for whatever I need. I said nothing there.
Right, I'm going to come and interrupt this.
He's gone. He's just,
you've broken Nathan.
He broke himself. I did nothing.
Are you two done?
Because I'm trying to sit between you and Nathan.
Yeah,
just, you know,
maybe. Defend him from Paul. Right. Also.
Right.
Serious face.
Alright, I found this stuff. Looks important. Didn't fit in with the rest of it. Presume you might know what it is.
It is a box full of science.
Oh, shit, science. Is it any of the three
You can roll... Basically, any of your sciencey things will work on it.
Yeah,
so physics,
my science is cumulatively three.
Or, electrical.
Same.
Elex 50.
In fact, you should probably roll
70. Physics, chemistry, geology 41.
I think you should roll physics and electrical. I would say.
Oh, relax. 8 for physics.
Ooh.
That 41.
and a 93 for a leg.
Okay, so what you've got here is that the what you fixate on is there's some padded boxes. You pop them open and they've got goggles in, sort of aviator style goggles, but there's clearly something weird about them. You know, you pick one up, you look, and you realise these have really complicated refracting polarised lenses in them. So like everything looks pretty much normal through them, but there's multiple layers. There's these really complicated composite lenses.
Okay.
Which it could be for protection against something, like to protect your eyes against some kind of wavelengths.
Yeah.
It could be to try and let you see something in different ways.
If we do a quick flip through all these journals and things with them on, just peer through on.
Yep.
Check if it's invisible ink or something.
No, there's no sign that it's anything like that. There's three sets of those.
Three sets of goggles?
Yeah.
All the same or different?
They look the same to you. You assess them for a while, yeah. They're basically the same.
Okay.
There's also sort of stuff. I mean, you can't really make sense of what a lot of the other stuff is. It's things that look like they might. Some of it might be sensors. Some of it looks like it does things like produce electrical charges, and you could maybe see how that varies in particular situations. I mean, you're making this stuff up at this point. You could maybe use it for that. Like, this might be sensitive to stuff. This one appears to, like, produce sparks. It probably has a purpose.
Audrey?
Kind of want to operate heavy machinery.
I say we've checked out one of the creepier rooms in this house. Fancy the other one?
Sure.
Cellar.
Okay. Go mad and set the equipment up.
Sorry, just to make anyone friendly.
Okay. Yeah, you go to the cellar.
Yeah.
It has barrels, boxes, wine, quite a lot of wine.
Down, girl.
Hey, no, some of that wine looks really good.
Yeah, we're at work.
Side of hand with five. It's fine. I skill side of hand, I will use still wine. Is there anything it's good for?
Yep, 97, I don't see you doing that. The wine's...
You're concentrating on actual work.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to clink when you walk.
It's fine, I got red.
Not
problem.
If you pack them tight enough.
Yeah. I am used to like smuggling stuff, it's fine. Like, it's why I was left England, I was smuggling for a long time.
So you put sheets of newspaper between them,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with all the newspaper we've got down here.
I have lots of newspaper in my bag anyway.
Okay.
Alright, so.
What sort of stuff are you looking for?
Obviously, I was hoping something would leap out, but okay, so if we've got barrels here.
Yeah.
How old's the wine?
It's mostly quite old because it's good. It's vintage stuff.
Otherwise.
And the barrels look like it's sort of preserved stuff.
Okay, so this is just food stores.
Yeah, food stores. There'll be like general store stuff here. This is a house that would clearly have had servants, but presumably they were dismissed when he stopped using it. You couldn't run a place like this by yourself, would we? You wouldn't need this much stuff. But also, if you've got that much money, you don't.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's start searching for secret rooms, darling.
I was going to go for the old reliable private investigator trick, go and boot open doors until somebody tries to kill me.
Okay, you start booting up the doors.
Yeah, just open.
I'm going to set the secret door.
What's in here? Nothing in here. All right, next.
When someone says they're going to make a mess of things, what you do is you look at your stealth skill and you roll it.
That's a good point.
And then when he boots things open to get them to come and kill him, they kill him and only him.
I'll be just looking around the house.
All right, well, it's not just sort of straight up boot.
Check basically all the walls and stuff match up.
Okay, go for it.
But I don't know what I've spotted.
Oh, she's got
Sure, yeah.
I don't know what else, because there's not really anything else here which time it is. Not that it matters, because, no, because I've 65 and but 6 is spot hidden, so yeah.
Yeah, you don't find anything.
Yeah. I'm tempted to do that stuff, of course, to be fair.
So, diaries. Who's looking at diaries?
I am. Plus two.
Okay. So you don't need to roll anything for that. There's diaries.
It's not hidden. 19. Yeah. In fact, the diary fades away.
Yeah. They're sort of brief. Like, they're not actively secretive, but these are clearly written for a guy who knows what he's talking about, so he doesn't explain things. So that, you know, they're short and to the point. They save space. So, the first thing you realize as you page through this thing is, so this is an expedition. He appears to have been the person who thought it would be cool to do Apollo expedition. He was hired by a foundation to head up, or he persuaded this foundation perhaps to fund his expedition in exchange for which he was going to do some stuff for them.
Yes.
Now this is the expedition which semi-famously failed to reach the pole and their equipment didn't work. This is not what the diaries say. The diaries say they successfully reached the magnetic pole,
which is
and
Cheshire
performed some experiments. There is not details saying that we did the experiments, we collected the data that was requested, etc. On such and such a date, how would this have been put? They decided, based on the readings they got, that they'd calculated the best location to attempt an alignment, and so they set out. This appears to have been successful. There's just like a brief note, and it'll be something like success.
Smiley face.
You know, C will be delighted with the results. A day or two later, there's an entry. We succeeded, but not quite as we thought. We retrieved a sample, but there was some sort of resonance during the alignment. The crew were exposed even at that distance, but seemed not to have noticed anything. And then you can keep paging through. There's more. A lot of it's quite mundane. Get a bit more. Not resonance, contact. Krantz was right, something has crossed over. I tried the lenses on Krantz and the others. The emissions are not limited to the sample. This is heavily underlined. Trust there are no lasting effects. Officers warned not to inform crew in case of panic. Will request medical testing on return.
What do they mean by contact?
Okay, they return. It says,
maybe these are fancy radios.
So he reports. Yeah, they got back. He requested, you know, full medical checks and everyone. They were assured everything was fine. A bit later, analysis of sample already finished. Seems cursory. Strange. Politics. Still no news on equatorial proposal. And he from some of the notes, he's already got this, you know, he knows what he wants to do next. He wants to do an equatorial expedition. A few weeks later, again, you can just flip through. It's coming back to this again, budget changes, project is to end next month. Equatorial proposal rejected. Bellinghausen is to be mothballed and sold. C feels no more useful data to find. Examine the sample again. Emissions seem to be growing stronger. Bit later. Concerned about increasing size of emission field. Seems to be detaching from sample. How is this possible? Telegraphed C to request further analysis. Still no response. Take hourly readings this week. Hard data may convince them.
We need to get out of here.
Sample emissions increasing. My emissions converging to resonance with sample? Krantz arriving today. Telegraphed Bentley, Lucas, Ross, Wills. Thompson and Bambury have moved, address unknown. Higher PI? Unable to contact C. That is the last entry.
How long ago was that entry from today?
That was about a year ago.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So
there is also there is also a logbook that you found. You might want to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Would you like to roll some physics?
How was he getting into contact with C?
Doesn't say how.
Telegram.
Telegraphed, yeah.
7 out of 41.
God, yeah.
Yeah. this is some kind of spectral analysis.
Okay.
So, is this...
It's...
more transforming.
This could be something like measuring radioactivity, yeah, for example. Something increases over time. It's not really clear what the annotation or the notation used. There isn't really anything you can match up to anything you know about.
It could be just the victim as opposed to the perpetrator. Because if the officers have also gone missing, but they're the ones who are near the sample, they might have been affected.
The crew are the ones that got affected by it, aren't they?
The crew were caught behind while the officers went off to take readings.
Oh, but he said the crew got affected even at that distance. So they were all closer. But the crew did get pinged.
Yeah, because it's the conversation we had with Whittle. He said that the officers took a sledge out to the location to take measurements, but didn't take any equipment with them. Something happened.
If we look at the people with the lenses. Mm-hmm. They don't. There's nothing suspicious about it.
No.
And there's no auras in the house. From the study, at least.
You can have a look around. I don't think there'll be anything. There might be a very faint sense that inside the house is slightly different to outside the house.
Have we had a look at the body?
Yes, Jay. We never did go see the body, no.
We could have a look at the body, especially if
he's had a few.
Yeah,
we could exhume his body.
We're not stealing a fucking corpse at this point. I've got paid to do a lot of things, kid.
So the next one we want to basically try and find the
note turnover. The one thing I have a thought, this C person, I could see if I can have a chat to some people at the Telegram office and see if I can find out a bit more details, because we know what days he sent them, so we can just ask specifically who did he send them to.
Yeah, my thought is also we send out our contacts and get turnover ground wherever it is so we can go and catch up to it.
I'll see if I can apply some pressure with my contacts.
Yeah.
To save time, I can tell you now that dealing with C is beyond the scope of this particular scenario. It's a great idea, but I would have to write the scenario in which you do that. So, you are doing that, but it has no game mechanical effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Avoiding red herrings there.
Yeah.
What do you want to do now?
I say go off the airship and there's anything else we've missed here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last time you knew it was flying between somewhere in the States and Nelson, and, well, somewhere else in Canada.
Yeah, well, we can see if we can get it grounded and go and catch up with it.
Or when we're back at Nelson.
You can get the timetable.
Yeah.
It should be back every couple of days.
Okay, right, I was assuming it was long trip.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like from wherever you were in the States, it was only 5 hours.
It was probably New York, because that's where I live.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
Do I find anything while sort of quick scope of each of the other rooms?
Nothing incriminating.
All right.
It's fairly ordinary stuff. Fairly ordinary for this kind of house.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen this. You do pick up. So, I mean, this guy seems to have left the vast majority of his stuff in his house that he's abandoned.
Mm.
It's not the kind of thing that
people do.
These kinds of people tend to do.
No, people don't get that rich by leaving all their stuff behind.
Mm.
I'm gonna just go around, look in cupboards. Is there a skeleton anywhere?
There's no skeletons. There's no bodies. There's no monsters. Why would there be monsters?
I'm not looking for monsters. I'm looking for squatters.
Was he married?
No.
Do you have any family alive?
You seem to have some relatives, so again, you can find some letters and stuff.
Can I try and set his equipment up?
You can attempt to set his equipment up. Let's have three rolls on either physics or electrical repair as you choose.
The electrical repair. 63 out of 50. 40 out of 50. 54 out of 50.
Okay, so you managed to get... Like, I mean, you can get all of them to do something, but you can't tell what with most of them. this one, you set some things up, and you realise, oh, actually, you need to attach it to this other one.
Spend four luck to get that second.
So you get a couple of them working. So this one is actually, you need to plug these two together. And this one is actually, you need to kind of, it's got bits you need to extend before it works properly. It's like retractable bits. And you work out, actually, what you need to do is wear the goggles.
Oh, of course.
And you wear the goggles and look at them, and...
Yep. Do I spend it?
There's this very faint thing going on within the house, which you can easily assume is not... Like, it's not that there's something emanating from the house, but it's like... when there's a very faint smell or that kind of thing somewhere, and obviously if you go outside it isn't there. It's like that, but visual.
Okay.
So when you activate these devices, that affects that whatever it is. One of them will sort of disrupt it, and it seems to like create a current away from the device. And one of them kind of makes it sort of swirl oddly about this sort of extended sort of spike thing. They sort of take there's readings that come up on them. And something is in, millithaums, and something is in something like just a number, and you don't know what it is. But they're doing something. They might be useful.
Thing.
This one seems to get stronger when you go to a part where it's slightly stronger, like wobbly effects in the air. So maybe that's registering how strong this thing is. It's
measuring the wobbliness of the aura.
Yeah.
And this is all green you.
Yeah. So you've got those working. And if you find yourself in a situation where they would be useful, I will tell you.
Okay.
You know how to operate them now, and you'll know it when you see it.
Okay.
I think we have found the seminal plot here.
You have discovered the plot of the house. What would you like to do now?
Airship, I guess.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. How are you... what are you doing in terms of getting to this airship?
Why is it wait for you to come to us?
Okay, where are you?
We're saying Nelson.
So you're driving back to Nelson from wherever you are?
Yeah.
Okay, you drive back to Nelson. Okay. It's due to arrive tomorrow, so you wait. The airship doesn't arrive.
Yeah, so it's present.
Are you at the airfield?
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah, there's a small queue of annoyed people. What's going on? Talking to some of the staff at the airfield.
We head to Seattle now. How quickly after the... Because we've already got the suspicion that the airship... heralds the decapitator monster. Boing, boing.
The herald of decapitation.
How soon after the deaths does he seem to swap airship destination?
Soon. Within between 3 days and 3 weeks.
Okay, so we're within that time frame, within that window that he...
I have my plane. I can.
Yes.
You do have the plane. Yeah.
Let's get in an air battle with the.
Yeah. Desmond did say that the plane is at this airfield now.
Yeah. So is this how it all ends? We battle a knight. So it's the Night Gaunt versus the Red Baron.
Oh shit! Those things exist.
Mine is a repurposed World War I bomber. We're going to war, baby.
is this happening?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot that.
Your plane is fueled.
I'm just going to write my last will and testament. I'll leave everything.
We know the lawyer. You just submit it to him.
Yeah. I leave everything to the poor bastard it lands on after we explode. If you catch it, it's yours.
Right. Yeah.
Basically, we're going to leg this. So I basically have to roll 70 or lower.
Would you mind just putting the Indiana Jones theme tune on, please?
Let me just find it.
Thank you.
I'm just going to get a rifle out. Just going to lean out the window.
Lean out the window on the aeroplane. Aren't you a genius?
Exactly. No, have you seen my int of my education?
Yeah, just never stop. No.
Sit in the middle of the aeroplane.
Weirdly, I remember once I did have a Call of Cthulhu character. Intelligence 2, Education 15.
We just look at... Yeah.
Let's see how we roll.
If you throw enough mud.
23 against 70.
Does a sort of red dotted line appear on the map?
Yes.
I taxi it out to the runway.
And then there's a blue dotted line, and you're converging.
Yeah. And then it's sort of going on the map, then it fades to the sort of silent, and then Seattle, whatever the year is.
Yeah. 1924.
And now I really want to go back and watch any of the other jokes. And I have no exams, so I can't actually do this.
Yeah. The DVDs.
Well, you got an exam as well, which got...
No, I was in the room to the one that was almost bombed.
How far away do you live? And can I come and watch?
Do you know where Will lives?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all housemates.
Oh, yeah.
We could come and watch all three Indiana Jones movies.
Yes.
Can we? Can I?
At some point, yeah.
What do we do at some point? Why not now? Fuck it.
So, you've got plans off this.
Oh, yeah, your game.
I mean, sorry.
Yes, game.
Sorry.
What are you actually doing?
Airplane to Seattle.
Yep.
Keep an eye out to see if we can catch that airship. Intercepting it would be massively coincidental.
Can you land on the deck of the airship?
However, if we can see it in the airport...
We can just track it while it drops,
You arrive at Seattle. And, yes, the airship is, in fact, there.
And that seems like a good place to stop for now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it, and you'll be back to listen to something else. Rigid Air was written by Marion and Phil Anderson, and published by Chaosium in the book Fearful Passages. The podcast theme music is, as always, Voltava from Mavlast by Smetana. Today's intro and outro music is Maybe, recorded by Selvin's Novelty Orchestra in 1921. The brief extracts from Carry On, Don't Lose Your Head are from Carry On, Don't Lose Your Head. Questions, comments and suggestions can be left on our blog at librarians-and-leviathans.blogspot.com. Yeah, it's got hyphens, I'm old-fashioned. If you've played Rigid Air and it went wildly differently or was interesting in some way, please let me know. I'm always keen to see how scenarios come out in other people's actual play. I hope you'll be back to listen to something else. Ta-ra for now.